I've been singing that song all morning.
Oh, I love it. This is a great Fats Domino. What a great version. I love this song.
The Ricky Nelson version's not too bad.
No, it's
either.
Not.
I like that too. So it's a great song.
Like Fats.
If you want to go for a walk, I got a place for you to go.
Where?
Friday. It's the Walk the Square, a trip through time. It's Friday at 2 o'clock. It's the Lorain County Historical Society doing this, and Bill Bird joins us. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
So what's the idea? When did you come up with an idea to take a walk through history in Elyria?
Well, we're always looking for ways to increase our programming, and we talked about this earlier in the summer. I have a real good intern this summer. Her name's Kelsey Voigt, and actually she had done some interning in Oberlin previously, and they've had some success with the walking tours. So I talked with her about possibly having a walking tour in Elyria. And she went right after the idea and designed the tour and is going to give the initial version here this Friday.
Well, where are we walking to? What historical places will we tread by?
Well, basically, the tour starts at our History Center building. We've been open there 3 years, and a lot of people still know about the Hickories and don't know about the History Center, but at 284 Washington, right next to the Baptist Church, we have a big sign out there, Lorain County History Center, and that's where the tour would begin. So basically, folks would walk up to Washington Avenue to Broad Street from there and around the square, including the courthouse square. So you're basically going down Court Street to Third, across to Second, across the middle, and back up Middle to Washington, and then back to the History Center.
Bill, of course, there are people who come to this area on a daily basis, others once in a while. What makes it so special?
Well, it's an opportunity to learn a little bit more about the history of Elyria. What Kelsey intends to do as people are leaving the History Center and heading toward Broad Street, she's going to just give them a brief recap of the history of the founding of Elyria, and then she's going to focus on the 1850s to 1900 period. And there's a mixture of buildings that are no longer there and some that still are there that have been repurposed. So people will be able to see how the town has evolved a little bit. She'll have some pictures of things of yore. And she'll talk about, the uses of things over time, how the courthouse changed, and she intends to go into the city hall so people can see how that was repurposed inside.
A lot of different buildings have different uses over the years, and some things are permanent, some things don't last. Are we going to go by ghosts of anything, of things that, one time here stood one of the, certain structures or places like that?
Well, in that area, of course, most of it has something there now. But yes, her pictures would show you, for example, where the First Merit Bank is on the corner of Court and Broad. That had formerly been a hotel. It was actually two different hotels, and she would be able to show people, if that's what you mean by a ghost, what had been there in the earlier life of the town, and then talk about how that changed. Some of the second hotel was still there in my lifetime, so it didn't all disappear at once.
Right. We are in the Elyria Block building that I thought and heard in the past at one point this was gutted by a a fire. Is that true, or do you know anything about that?
Yes, yes, it was. I think it was back in the days when there was a lot of cutthroat business in the radio business, and in the arrival station.
Oh, yes.
No,
here we go. Here we go. Yeah,
now, seriously, there was a very serious fire in the Elyria block, and it did, as you say, gut the building. There's a rather famous photo of the fire that shows pretty much just the front facade still standing and the rest of it gone. We did have to limit a little bit. So we're not going directly past Elyria Block on this tour, but we want to measure interest and success. And there's other things we could do in the downtown area that are potential for the future. And even though Kelsey's internship is up very shortly, we're hoping to offer the tour again, move it to a weekend day, and keep it going and possibly add to it, again, depending on interest. Mm-hmm.
It's always interesting, too, when you bring new blood, an intern like this who has an interest in history or maybe some sort of educational programming, coming up with new ideas.
Yes.
And it kind of gives you a little new spark into an organization that has been, you know, looking at the history, and sometimes there's youth that brings some interest into it as well. But you're taking it one step, this is my pun, one step at a time.
One step at a time.
With your first walk the square, a trip through time. Again, it is this coming Friday at 2 o'clock. And again, you'll meet at the Lorain County History Center, 284 Washington Avenue. And people can be a part of this. Is there a cost for this? Or?
Well, yeah, I was going to mention that if you didn't. If you are a member of Lorain County Historical Society, there's no cost. Otherwise, it's a $5 fee for adults, and for youth in the teen bracket, basically, is $3, and below 13 is $2, and below 6 is no cost.
Oh, it sounds great. Sounds like a neat new thing. And if on Friday you happen to be coming through Elyria and you see a little bit of a trail of people, that's what they're doing. They're taking the history tour. And kudos to Kelsey for putting this together and helping out you guys over at the Lorain County Historical Society.
Well, thank you. And thank you for the interview today. And we hope that some people that hear this will decide to come and take part.
Sounds great. Bill Bird with the Lorain County Historical Society.